We check in with troops on the ground in Haiti, where the U.S. military is wrapping up its earthquake relief operation. The force, which peaked at roughly 22,000 troops in the weeks after the quake, now numbers less than 900. Most of them will be out of the country by the end of this month. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Navy Lieutenant Junior Grade Jamie McFarlane used to be the camp manager at the sprawling golf course camp in Port-au-Prince, where tens of thousands of people have set up shacks on the steep greens.
Sweetheart, I'm working.
She gets mobbed by children and grown-up residents as she shows off the system of trenches, sandbag berms, and drainage canals her team designed to direct storm runoff out of the camp.
We call this the Stairway to Heaven. It's a really nice staircase with a trench down the middle of it, and all of these sandbags were filled with the dirt that was dug up to make it a little easier to navigate and also to allow the stormwater someplace to go.
Lieutenant McFarland and the U.S. troops designed and oversaw the construction. Catholic Relief Service has hired residents from the camp to do the digging and other hard labor. McFarland is now a minor celebrity in the camp.
They're used to me. They see me every day.
Man, I thought everybody took off, man.
Alan Wilner Herard, who lives in the camp and worked with the U.S. forces on some of the trenches, says all the other American soldiers seem to have gone.
I don't see Hollywood.
You don't see Hollywood.
I don't see Patty.
You don't see Patty.
I don't see none of the guys. Muncha, say Munyo,
yeah.
Glad to see you, man.
Herard says the drainage system has been a lifesaver at the golf course.
When we first came here, like, every time it rains, it's like a pig pen.
But he says Lieutenant McFarland's crew tackled this problem.
They made canals, bridges, stuff to keep the water from getting to the people. It's wonderful, beautiful work. And everybody loved him.
Herard says the U.S. troops are already missed. The drainage work at the golf course camp was just one part of the U.S. military's earthquake relief effort in Haiti. In the chaotic days after the 7.0 Tremblor flattened much of the capital, the 82nd Airborne was one of the first groups to set up mass food distributions. The U.S. Air Force took over the crippled Port-au-Prince airport and reopened Haitian airspace. They were criticized by some aid agencies for favoring U.S. flights, a charge they deny. Navy and Army divers shored up piers at the port so relief shipments could come in by sea. The Navy brought a hospital ship into the harbor. In a matter of months, the Department of Defense spent almost $500 million on its operation in Haiti. Major General Simeon G. Trumpetis, who's in charge of U.S. forces in Haiti, says the American military's logistical expertise helped with the heavy lifting in the weeks after the quake.
We're transitioning right now. We have done those things that immediately saves lives and alleviate human suffering.
In an air-conditioned army tent erected next to the U.S. Embassy, General Trumpetis says other relief agencies have now taken over and are better equipped to deal with this phase of the recovery.
We're moving on to the next phase, to a more traditional engagement that we have in this country and countries throughout Latin America.
When President Obama dispatched American troops to Haiti immediately after the quake, there was concern, particularly from some on the political left, that this might lead to another complicated episode of Washington meddling with Haitian sovereignty. The U.S. occupied Haiti for two decades in the early part of the 20th century. American troops again intervened in the country in 1994 and 2004. But starting June 1st, the main American force in Haiti will be just 500 members of the National Guard, and they'll be deployed 100 miles from the quake epicenter in the northern city of Gonaïves. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.